This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey, my friends, welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the show that just zooms by. We ran out of time yesterday. We were in a little bit of a debate, Chris Berg and I, from 630 point of view. Hate when that happens. So we'll pick that debate up at the end of the program today. But I was speechless. By the end of the show, I was speechless. I didn't have enough time to say what I wanted to say, so I said nothing. Did you catch that, Todd? I was just all locked up there. So we've got to finish that debate. We have much more to do on the program today. Distracted driving is in our crosshairs. Enhanced enforcement that's going on about that. In the state of North Dakota, we're going to tell you about that from the North Dakota Department of Transportation and North Dakota Safety Council officials today on the program. So that's a big one. So I told you about, I'm going backwards here. So Chris Berg, at the final segment, we're going to talk with the DOT bottom of next hour. We also, Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries is out in Washington, D.C. You might have seen him on Fox and Friends this morning. You might have heard about him from other, reporting that's going on out there. Washington Examiner has a story right now. Sean Hannity is talking about this from Fox News Channel as well. Sean, in fact, had two congressmen on his show. Let's see here. McClintock from California, Biggs from Arizona. We're going to play that clip for you on the program today where they specifically talk about Fisher Industries' proposal as well. So we may check in with Tommy. He's out there with a full schedule. We're going to try and catch him on the program today, too. This hour, though, what's the name of the show again, Todd? I forgot here for a second.
What's on your listeners and texters and everybody's minds. What's on your mind? It should be what's on your minds, shouldn't it?
What's on your minds?
Because hopefully there's got more than one person listening, right?
We're asking for the masses to tell us what's on their mind. Right, yeah.
There you go.
So, we had so much fun yesterday on a bunch of different topics. I could talk for a year about this stuff at the border.
No.
I am so mad.
And how mad are you?
I'm so mad I could spit nails. I really could. Because, this to me is your government. The words I want to use wouldn't be best in mixed company, but your government's sticking it to you. Okay? They're sticking it to you. They take your tax money. They have an insatiable appetite for your tax money. And the one thing I hope we can all agree on about the best use of tax dollars would be to protect us. Right? For security. For safety. Isn't that unimpeachable idea of what government is here to do? Roads, yes. Bridges, yes. Right? Basic infrastructure, water, plants, and, sewer treatment and all. I get all that. But protect us. The military protects us. Those are tax dollars. They do it pretty darn well. Right? Your government, your tax dollars, has completely jammed it to you as it pertains to protecting our borders. It's ridiculous. And you know what? I'm a big Donald Trump fan, as you know. Most of our listeners are big Donald Trump fans. Even he is being vexed by the swamp. So he's the guy that, at least as a candidate and as president, has fought for this. His press secretary, I thought, did a fabulous job today on one of the shows. We have a clip of that. We're going to play that. Defending it. I mean, they're trying. But they need us. They really, they need us. They need people who are willing to do more than they've ever done before to affect change to try and get to the bottom of this. I really believe it. I really do. So, as you know, that's what's on my mind. But I welcome what's on your mind today, too. So you call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Somebody yesterday texted Todd, and you can always text us, by the way, 701-367-2054. For me, Todd, 701-226-8503. That's another way to tell us what's on your minds. We're going to go with this, Todd? Your minds?
Well, I mean, yeah. Grammatically, it makes a point, right?
Somebody texted Todd yesterday and said some version of this. Boy, Scott's really getting worked up about that presidential museum and library. And then what they said, Todd, I'm paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. I'm going by memory.
To that effect, yeah.
Yeah, when I get worked up, first of all, it just means I'm being passionate about something I care about. It isn't like I'm going to blow an artery and have a heart attack. I don't get that worked up. I don't get that kind of worked up. I don't get blood pressure, veins popping out. But I do get passionate. So it may be mistaken for, hey, is he, why is he so worked up about it? But I'm worked up about it because I care about it. Now, I did a little digging around on this last night, just kind of said where it's at, what's happening, and it sounds like there's a building consensus. I'll say. That this makes good sense and a wise investment, largely because the dollars we're talking about, again, I'm not talking about pulling money from a border wall. I'm not talking about using money that would go into a road, that would go into a water plant or a water project. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about funds that have been preserved in a pot from oil and gas revenues specifically for the generation of interest dollars, earnings on that money, to then use the earnings and only the earnings on specific projects related to a legacy. That's why it's called the legacy fund. Future generations get something that will, live on, that isn't just typical government spending. So you got to remember the origin of the money, okay? Now, there are a lot of games being played with that. There was an article, Rob Port did a column, very good column, on this topic. I've talked about it. I've talked about exactly everything Rob said in that column I said before. That's why I applaud it. It's fantastic. It has to be said. And what I said, or what I found out, rather, is from this, what this column is saying and what I've said before is what I'm trying to say, is that if you have, in this case, the legacy fund, and the earnings are X, you then have Y to distribute to projects that are worthy of the legacy fund, okay? But there's games being played in the legislature. They rat hole away money and say, no, it's not there. Oh, not there. Now, look, I want them to be fiscally prudent, too. I don't want them just to spend. And to the extent there is, a budget stabilization fund and, SIF fund, and there's these different buckets, that's great. That's fantastic. That's lily white. But let's not deny the function of government, the function of a legacy fund, the stated intent of the voters by willy-nilly one person deciding that they're going to do it this way. And as Rob pointed out, Jeff Delzer of Underwood is that guy. He's the House Appropriations Chair. Many in the House are afraid of him. The Senate folks say, hey, we got a good idea. They say, well, we got to ask Delzer what he thinks about it. Now, Al Carlson and Jeff Delzer used to be quite a pair. Al's gone, so Jeff's a little more out front now. Jeff's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. Every time I see him, hi, Jeff, how are you? I'm not denigrating him personally in any manner. But he is fiscally an extremist, right? He's going to the point of hiding money because he doesn't like the idea of how it might be spent when how it's being spent is something defined by voters, thought out. In other words, we got to spend on priorities. What good does it do to have money sitting in a pot hidden away when you have priorities that are not funded? So that's part of what's behind this and what's going into this that we need to get behind. Warren in Crookston, first to go on What's on Your Mind. Tell me what's on your mind, sir.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was say how the wall is not. Everyone said it's racist to build a wall, but it really isn't. I've been a carpenter for 29 years, and I remember being replaced by illegal workers, and we all were replaced. They brought in a bunch of illegal workers and had them sleeping in the garages. Pulled up for work one day, and they replaced all of us, and it didn't matter what color you were. If you were American, you were gone. So when they say it's the building the wall is being a racist, I kind of don't agree with that, I guess.
No, I wouldn't either. When you've been personally impacted by the ramifications of a bad policy, Warren, which you have. And yeah. that makes total sense.
Yeah, and that was a long time ago. That was right after I got out of the service. And so you can fast forward. I went down to Arizona and built a house in 2012. And there's no way I can run a legit business down there for what they pay those guys.
Again, because they don't have to. That's just not right. Warren, appreciate the call. Well said. I would also say the term racist for anyone that's in favor of border security is just a Democratic ploy. That's just opposition, you know, warfare is all that.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Austin Langley of Warwick. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 8th through the 12th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses for soy, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 8th. Log on to NorthDakotaSoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many success stories we're proud of here on What's On Your Mind is how we help build businesses. Jim the Flagpole Guy, great example. You know, started literally in a completely different business, listening to the radio one day, heard somebody say, I want to buy a flag and flagpole, but I want to buy American. What do I do? Jim calls in. Next thing you know, he's Jim the Flagpole Guy. And last year put in 100 flagpoles across North Dakota and is getting ready to do the same all over again. That's a great success story. He says, Scott, couldn't have done it without you. You're Lister's. They helped me build a business. Same thing we've done for Dak Diesel. CJ and his team at Dak Diesel, of course, are diesel mechanics, all things diesel. That's all they do. That's what they live, breathe, sleep, right? I mean, they're doing that for semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, anything a diesel in the repair, maintenance. You got a, you know, situation that's been bugging you for a long time. Get it to Dak Diesel. They'll take care of it. Just call 701-258-5011 or go to DakDiesel.com. 701-258-5011. CJ's out today working on site. There's house calls now. Folks bring in their vehicles, trucks, tractors, semis in from all over North Dakota into Bismarck to get things in tip-top shape. That's just fantastic. So we appreciate that. And know you're doing business with someone that is one of us, thinks like us, fighting for this country, rolling up the sleeves, getting her done every day. It's pretty darn cool, if you ask me. This is What's on Your Mind. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. A couple of texts I'll get to, and then back to the phones. Let's see what we're asking here. Do you tape your show? This is a question for Todd, it sounds like. I lost it for a second there. Here it is. Is your program recorded and posted online to be listened to after hours?
What'sinyourmindradio.com.
That's right. It's a website that archives all of those. You can go there. We have them on our website. K-Fire has a great website. Those are great... great resources to get them, but absolutely we do. And they go up pretty quick after the show, too. Let's see here. What's another one?
We don't actually tape them, but...
I thought you'd get a kick out of that. I did that just for you.
I know.
There were two deer hunters arguing about which cartridge was better. One said the 30-06 was a better cartridge. The other said 30-30 was better. They decided to settle the issue in the field, went out hunting, and saw a deer, and both fired simultaneously at the deer. They walked to the deer carcass and surmised that the 30-06 killed the deer. While they were standing there, they heard the 30-30 bullet hit the ground 10 feet away from them. I love it. That's a good hunter humor right there. Yep. 30-06 killed the deer. Meanwhile, while they're standing there, they hear the 30-30 hit the ground 10 feet away from them. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. I like that. Speaking of which, remember we had folks from the Game and Fish Department on. Jeb Williams was on not long ago talking about a story someone had called about asking why Game and Fish was shooting deer, and they shot about 52 deer to determine how widespread the CWD situation was this year, because they did have one reported case of CWD in somebody's yard, and so they went nearby to randomly shoot some. 52 shot, no CWD in any of those. So that was certainly good news. So a couple of texts there, and Bolton, and I have more, but we'll get back to the calls here. Chris and Hannaford, you're next in What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Just want to do a little shout-out to my amazing wife, Darcy Combs. We'll be having a baby here any day now, and this will be our seventh child. So what an amazing woman she is. So.
Boy, oh boy, you are a lucky guy. Seven. And how old are the kids?
Oh, wait. Anywhere from 11 to 1. So
11's the oldest, and then one about to one come. Yep. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment about the wall. So this guy that you had on that set up the GoFundMe page, is building the wall and buying property, and that's awesome. That's amazing. One question I have is, Scott, being that you know both these guys, did you connect him with Tom Fisher so that he could be building Fisher Wall on this project already and then continue it if potentially, hopefully, he gets the government contract?
About 30 seconds after the interview ended, yes, I connected the two of them. And I talked to Tommy last night, and we've invited Brian, who's the vet, that started all this, the GoFundMe, to come to Arizona on August 6th. I keep saying August and December. I don't know why I'm missing it. April 16th. April 16th will be down in Arizona. And so Brian is going to be there, see what they're doing, because he told me off the air he was having some issues with his contractor, getting it done. So he said he is thrilled to meet Tommy and see if they can't pair this up. Tommy also has 2 miles of land along the California-Mexico border that he's wanted to do something with. So he said last night, maybe I'll add those 2 miles in and you know, he can build some more wall right there. I think more things like that that happen will wake people up to the fact that we're not going to wait around anymore for the government to mess us up just to get this done, you know.
Great job, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it very much. Let's go next to a Fargo caller. Anonymous Fargo caller. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm against the Teddy Roosevelt Museum, but for a more basic reason, Teddy Roosevelt was not a great president. He was a progressive, and he really got us down the road of the federal government being able to grab land for national parks and now for just about anything they want. So I don't think he's anything for us to brag about.
You know, I hear that from time to time. I think it's a very small minority view, but I understand it. I mean, it's America. Some people like, and you know, and Teddy Roosevelt was a mixed-use guy. So while he did say, let's preserve this, he also said, let's do other uses for it. Interestingly enough, that's what would happen with this museum. But nonetheless, you hear that from time to time. Here's my deal. There's 15 presidential libraries on the drawing board right now, okay? Somewhere in that neighborhood. Maybe it's just slightly less. I think there's 12 that are built now, 2 on the drawing board, and then this one. But whatever. A small number. They were presidents. They did things good. They did things bad. It's history. This is a place where you tell those stories, good and bad. Talk about the debates. You know, Teddy Roosevelt was the only president to spend any kind of time at all in North Dakota. So in my mind, he was a president. He spent time here. This is a wonderful opportunity to talk about his legacy and you know, recognize the fact that this could be anywhere, but it's here. But I understand not everybody's going to agree, but I just think that's why you do this. It isn't as though you say, well, they never did anything wrong. Hey, that's not the case for anybody. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and by the way, for those who say the border wall is racist, what about all those racists from countries around the world that would like to come to the United States legally and can't because our quota is being filled up by illegal?
Interesting point. Whereas if you're from Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador, you just whisk across the border, turn yourself into a border agent, detained for 20 days, and then turn loose in the United States with the promise to return, which never happens. Kurt is next. Kurt, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just I've listened to you guys' program for a long time. I really enjoy it. My point is I'd like to get across that, you know, everything is managed. You look at the farm and ranch industry, you look at government grazing or game and fish or anything like that, everything's managed. You can't just let people come in and overrun the country.
That's a very good point, Kurt. Hang on a sec. We'll finish this conversation in a moment. Don't go away.
Hey, friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, over the last couple of months, I've had the opportunity to meet many of you, to chat with you over a piece of Pizza Corner Pizza, or to watch you make some basketball shots during our Journey Time Pizza promo. And I gotta tell you, I loved every minute of it. I enjoyed hearing your passion and loyalty to Pizza Corner Pizza. In some, I witnessed reluctance, which in most cases after a sample, turned to acceptance. And finally, I appreciated the candid conversations, which allowed both of us a better understanding of how to press on. So on behalf of all of us at Pizza Corner Pizza, we want to say thank you.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's something the president is certainly still keeping that option on the table.
That's what White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says about the president's threat to close the U.S.-Mexico border if Mexico doesn't do more to stop the flow of illegal immigrants into the USA. The threat triggering fears from Democrats and Republicans of an economic breakdown. Sanders principally blaming Democrats, though, saying they have long ignored the situation at that border.
It's irresponsible. responsible the way that that has been ignored by Democrats in Congress, and this president is not going to allow that to continue.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. Pilots of the Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed, killing all 157 aboard recently, followed all procedures recommended by Boeing, but Ethiopian officials say they still were unable to regain control of that 737 MAX. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Irresponsible the way that that has been ignored by Democrats in Congress, and this president is not going to allow that to continue. If he has to close the border, he will, but that's certainly not his top choice.
I get a kick out of the sky is falling mentality from folks. Even Ted Cruz today said he can't shut the border. It'd be economically devastating to Mexico. You know, somebody's not going to get their guacamole, I guess, right? We're going to shut down the avocados coming across the border, and there's going to be a pain point there, and somebody's going to... Look, the pain point is not fixing this problem. You don't want to shut the border? Okay, I agree. Fix the problem. Fund it properly. Get it built. Figure out a way you don't have to release these folks. Stop. Stop it. You got to do something. There's no doubt about it. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Lignite Energy Council. I should look up. I got a note from Kayla Coe. She was telling me about the lineup they have coming up, and it's the end of the month for the annual meeting for the Lignite Energy Council, and it is very intriguing. It is very intriguing. I'm looking forward to that for sure. And a great lineup, so ask them about that. I also want to talk to you about something very simple, affordable energy. Does it matter? Of course it matters. You talk about an impact to the economy. We don't have affordable energy, the cost of everything goes up. And businesses will either be greatly impacted or just be gone. That one thing, affordable energy, that one thing is that important. Reliable energy is pretty important too, isn't it? Middle of a blizzard, hot day, no doubt about it. We're doing all this, affordable, reliable energy, boosting the economy of North Dakota with great paying jobs and personal income and economic impact, and we have the cleanest air. We have some of the lowest electricity rates in the nation, and we're a leading coal producer. Be part of this team at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Kurt was making the point before the break that, look, in life you have to manage things. You manage a farm, you manage a business, you manage whatever. All we're talking about doing at the border is managing it. Why do you think that very simple fact, and I agree with you, Kurt, isn't more widely accepted, that's all we're doing at the border?
You know, the only thing I can honestly come up with is the fact that people are just being narrow-minded and they're not looking at the big picture. They're either left or right. I mean, but this is common sense. I just want to put out there, you know, I support Trump, and I just like to have a president in there that doesn't ride the fence. He picks a side. It's been, in my lifetime, I've never seen a president who actually says, this is what I think, and this is what I believe. And I tell you what, I really, truly respect that about him.
Yeah, very good points. Very good points. I happen to believe the reason, Kurt, that it isn't widely viewed that you need to manage the border just like you manage anything else is because this is a tool for a party to change, you know, America forever. Okay? They want more people dependent on government so they can decide what's best for people. Right? They want to enable them, which is a prison. You enable people by saying, we'll take care of you. You know, we got your food, we got your housing, we got your, you enable them. You crush them. Their spirit is gone. They don't need to go out and say, hey, if I don't do this, we won't have food on the table. That's a motivator. That's, you know, that's desire. That's motivation. You go out and do that. So I think it's just Democrats, the vast majority of them, want more voters and want more people dependent on government, and that's the quickest path to get it. That's my view.
I totally agree. And another agenda that they're pushing, like you just stated, with the government control, you know, they want more people depending on the government. And this is how they're trying to get it. They're trying to get the numbers and all that. And they don't care what price this country has to pay for it because they're all sitting set. You know, they got their, they're not going to be hurt by it. It's going to be the average people and middle class and below that are going to pay for what they're doing to set themselves up for a win. And the other thing, you know, you want to talk about good neighbors, if we wouldn't have to shut that border down, but I totally support him if he does. It's no different than if your cattle keep getting in someone else's pasture, you do something about it or there's going to be friction. You know, this is so common sense.
It is, Kerr. We don't have the best connection with you, so I'm going to let you go. But I do appreciate your call, and hopefully next time you call, we can hear you a little bit better. But I also appreciate what you said about the president. I you know, it's. I think some of this is coming out now with the Mueller thing. I think it's got to be awakening at least some people who've been sucked into this vortex that, you know, he's as bad. Look, you say you appreciate a president standing up for what he believes. Can you name George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, let's just keep going back, Herbert Walker Bush, Reagan, if you collectively said in the average month they take a position on the following things, it'd probably be in the neighborhood of 3 or 4, right? And he's doing 30. That's full transparency. He's not wasting any time. So, well said. Thank you. Telephone number, 258-0550. 258-0550. What is on your mind? Anything goes today, folks. Lay it on us. Joe in Grand Forks, you're next.
Hi. I'm just fascinated with the whole topic. I've been very frustrated with the way our country has been going for the last several decades in that I was thinking about this gentleman who was talking about he lost his job to illegal aliens and many of his co-workers as well, U.S. citizens, and just the effect that it's had on contractors who want to do things legally and refuse to hire illegals. They're the ones that lose the contracts. They're the ones that can always be underbid and end up going out of business and bankrupt because of just the way our country has been doing things for so long. And that also, I was thinking what we need to do as a country is reform our welfare state so that the people who keep on complaining that we don't have enough workers for the jobs that are available, that there's more motivation, more incentivization for these people who have been in the welfare for so long to get into the workforce and to start taking the jobs that they should be doing and making our country that much better.
Really well said, Joe. I'm glad you're thinking like you're thinking. I'm glad you called to share it and motivate others to think the same way because it's you're sorting it out well, and that's much appreciated. Thanks so much. Call again, 800-228-0550. Let me get to a couple more texts because I don't want these to pile up. Let's see here. I want tax returns from every Democrat. Let's turn this around, and that's fair play. Okay, interesting. I'm not convinced that a presidential library is the best use of legacy funds. However, if we don't spend it there, I imagine the city of Fargo will suck up every last dollar, either for flood protection or so they can continue to develop a flood plan, or waste it on more university spending. All right. Let's have a debate about the best use of legacy funds. That'd be great. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we are talking once-in-a-lifetime, because this only could happen with the Trump administration support. Most interior departments would not allow the entrance of the park to be used for a facility like this. They are. So now we're taking the only national park named for a president, putting the Presidential Museum and Library there. We're taking money from a legacy fund that leverages 2-to-1 private donations to put us in a position to have Medora be more successful. Randy Hotzenbieler told me in the Point of View interview I did on TV that just simple math about the musical. If you take, you know, a certain percentage of the people visiting as a result of this, how it upticks, and then they go to the musical, the difference that makes to Medora, they'd have to, you know, a lot less pressure on raising money and all the things they're having to do just in the musical, not everything else, hotel stays, everything else. You know, bus tours that go to Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone, and then would come here and add us to that, that we don't get now. So I'm not asking you to like it if you don't like it. You either do or you don't. I like presidential libraries. I like the fact that we have a chance to have one in North Dakota, one of only 15 in the country, for the president that spent time here. But you don't have to like it to recognize the difference it could make on the tourism side. Just objectively look at that. I'm asking you to do that. Another texter says, I'm glad you're passionate about the Roosevelt Library Museum. I have been to two of these library museums. They are fantastic. It will bring in new money to the state. This will be a great tribute to Teddy as he loved our state so much. There were some callers yesterday who don't understand how it will work. Well, I think some people think it's a library, and it's not. It's a presidential museum. It is really a whole enterprise. You know, just go look at Ronald Reagan's in Simi Valley, California, or any of the others, and you'll understand it as far as what the operation is. Because I don't want you to think it's a library. In other words, you can be against it. That's fine. But just know what it is before you're against it. One other thing I wanted to mention from yesterday, since this caller brought that up, or this texter. Somebody called and said that Don Vigasa, who is a House member from Cooperstown, is Don from? And had told this particular person that no other presidential library had ever had state money from it. Well, I talked to a colleague of Don Vigasa's who heard that, asked him about it, and said he never said anything of the sort. So I don't know where that came from, but we got that straightened out now. Let's go to Southwest North Dakota, a caller whose name I can't discern here. Maybe it's anonymous. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I got two quick comments for you. Number one, I agree with the wall, whoever said manage the border. That's probably the smartest thing I've heard in a long time. The border needs to be managed, however that is taken care of, I guess. And so I agree with that part. My second part is the farm economy. I came in anonymous because I'm a sales agronomist, and I see the farm economy right now, and I see the inputs that these guys are putting in. And the commodity prices, there's going to be a lot of family farms that don't make it this year unless something changes radically.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all. And
I just wish you'd spend a little more time talking about that. I'm a fan of what Trump's doing, a lot of things, but the trade war hurt us. It hurt a lot of the people in Iowa that were holding on to their crops. Now they're flooded out and lost them completely.
I don't think anybody denies that, you know, that it hurt. The idea was, can we take some short-term pain to get to longer-term gain? And obviously, sounds like they're close, and sounds like, you know, with the promises made, there'll be some significant reward for that. But it's rough in the meantime. I don't get that. I hope we have not diminished that in any way, shape, or form. What would be your best idea for a fix?
Well, I think there's going to need to be some more subsidies in the short term. You know, there's $12 billion last year. I think there's going to need to be something this year just to get the farmers through. Until we get the China deal figured out, the Japan deal figured out.
Yeah, I agree with you. There was discussion of that, as you said, some last year, a little bit of a bridge. This has taken longer. Happy to do it. And if you my number, if you want to text me, 701-367-2054. I'd love to have a conversation with you off the air about this just to get some ideas of how we could best facilitate that conversation so we can, you know, have people in Washington in a position to help understand the problem.
Here's what's in the news. At the University of North Dakota, UND President Mark Kennedy says it's about more than retention rates. While they're up, there's a bigger picture here.
Our focus is not just the freshman retention rate, but the sophomore retention rate and the junior retention rate and the senior retention rate.
is getting them to sophomore year isn't the goal. Getting them a degree in their hands. Average college graduate gets $1 million more lifetimes earning than somebody that doesn't have a college grad.
Leaders in action at the University of North Dakota. Find out more at und.edu.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have the sheets yet? Of course, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? These sheets. Giza Dream Sheets. Oh, are they smooth. I'm telling you, folks. And you know what I love about them? The very first time we got them, put them on the bed, my wife and I are like, oh, this will be interesting. And that night we're like, wow, these are incredible. They're just, they really just, you know, I don't know. They comfort you. They just are different. You just feel right away that this isn't typical sheets. Sometimes when you do that, you buy a product, then, you know, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, you know, a couple months down the road, you don't think that anymore? Not with these. It's the same all the time after many washes. So it's really, really a product, again, that belongs in this world-class list of products that our friend Mike Lindell has cranked out from MyPillow. Call him at 800-506-9028. That's the toll-free telephone number. 30% off the MyPillow Dream Giza Sheets. plus free shipping. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Well, we said we'd catch up with our friend Tommy Fisher, who is, again, taking Washington, D.C. by storm. Joins us now from the Capitol. Tommy, saw you on Fox and Friends and Fox News, Fox Business News yesterday, and I know you're doing a bunch of meetings, and you were out there a month ago. Tell us a little bit about how things are going.
Well, I think, you know, we're making progress each time we go out. This time's a little bit different because Homeland Security had requested, you know, a specific 218 miles with longitude and latitude. So we were able to give a proposal that exactly fit what they wanted. So we're presenting that and sharing it with a lot of people. And there's a lot of, you know, mouths that drop when they see that 218 miles can be completed in, you know, 1 year and all the roads and technology finished up before the next election. And my thought was we wanted to do that so everyone in America could see what a real security system was before the election and hopefully get bipartisan support at the next election on both sides of the aisle.
You know, I'm talking to our listeners today about this because of the situation at the border now and the president considering closing the border. There's obviously more tension on this. He's going to California tomorrow to look at a section of wall, for instance. But people are just frustrated. They say, why has this taken so long? What would your answer be to that? Why has this taken so long?
Well, I think it's bureaucracy and who they've picked. You better know what you're doing. The piece that he's going to look at was a 2 mile stretch that took approximately 8 months, where with our system, we do it in under a week. And, you know, that's where it just comes down. So like I had said on one of the earlier interviews, if the president is the true bureaucracy cutter, we put our price public so every competitor, every person could see it fair and square, what we offer, how we're going to do it. And if no one can beat it and give better quality, then maybe stand out of the way and let us get this border protected. And if you can, then I will cheer him on as an American patriot because I want our borders secured.
So that's a question, really. And again, I'm not sure. We've said this before. I'm not sure the president is being given all the data on that. In other words, I don't think he'd brag about, 2 miles of wall taking. How long did you say?
8 months, and I'm hoping that maybe he gets that question poised to him or he asks the question because sooner or later, reality has to set in. He wants 200 miles done by the end of the year, and they've got a long ways to go.
And in that case, you're talking about a replacement wall. So that isn't even new protection along the border, right?
That is correct, yes. In the 218 miles that they specifically wanted, there was car barrier that doesn't really provide any protection except for vehicles, and that's what we'd be changing out. But when you think about it, Scott, if we did the 218 miles in by June of next year, one-third of the barrier or the border would be secured in the states of New Mexico, Arizona, and California.
Pretty incredible. So do you feel like this is, turning a corner, that the eyes have been opened? I know when we were at the White House, we presented the president with a letter from Senator Kramer to the Department of Homeland Security. He wanted the letter. Hogan Gidley told us recently, Deputy Press Secretary, that letter had lit a fire, that there was, a lot of action happening quickly as we're pressing. Do you feel that it's turning a corner and it's different and people are actually taking this a little more seriously?
I think in Congress, and no different the Senate is, there's going to be several members that come over and see another one of our demonstrations in Coolidge, Arizona, on the 16th. DHS, I believe, was really impressed when they saw us put up 200 feet in under 2 hours and 35-mile-an-hour winds, which easily proves that we can do a mile a day. And now it's just time for, the what I call somewhat of the BS and the rigor mold to stop, and let's get building. Let's do what we said we're going to do.
Yeah, that's not that difficult. And talk a little bit about what you will do and demonstrate. There's, by the way, going to be, 8-10 members of Congress, some senators. Senator Kevin Cramer will be there. And I'm going to play in a little bit the interview that Sean Hannity did with Congressman Biggs and Congressman McClintock, one from California, one from Arizona. They were on Hannity. They're going to be there. Other folks as well. Some Minnesotans. Stauber will be there. Dusty Johnson from South Dakota. So a good cross-section of the country, members of Congress. What are they going to see?
Well, I think they're going to see a couple things. They're going to see how fast, not only that we can install the fence, they're going to see the facility that can make a mile plus a day in the panels. But then most importantly, they're going to see the final product. the actual roadway that the agents will now get to travel on, that they don't have to wade their way through weeds and trees and brush and all that. And then ultimately the technology that everyone can get behind, where we have tunnel detection, facial recognition. There's going to be complete accountability once we build the system that we're going to build.
Fascinating. Well, appreciate all the work you're doing on this. North Dakota's a rooting for you, as you know, to have a North Dakota company, and your dad smiling down from above on a heck of an effort here to just do something very basic, protect the United States of America. I mean, this is not complicated, but it is to get folks to do it. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Tommy Fisher from D.C.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.